Om Shanti. Welcome to this special session on yoga experimentation. Before we begin our experiments in yoga, I just want to tell you a little bit about how this session is different from our normal yoga bhakti or normal meditation sessions. What we do when we are together is practicing. I was just mentioning that what we do in this kind of special session is to practice together the experiences that we are supposed to have when we sit in yoga. Many times we have made a long list of benefits that we can have when we use knowledge in action, when we practice yoga accurately. But it is only up to the intellect. We know it, but many times we don't feel it. So in such kind of a session, we give ourselves a chance, an opportunity to go into that experience together. One important thing that we need to keep in our mind is to participate actively. Because when we have yoga or yoga bhaktis, we may be sitting there, but we are not really having yoga with Baba. Sometimes our mind is wandering here and there. We try to battle, bring back our mind and intellect. So some experience we have, but not all the time. But if we participate actively, which means using our mind and intellect in the right way, we can create an experience. Baba has given ingredients. All that we need to use is to put them together to create that experience. So what we do usually is use our mind actively, which means not thinking too much, but using our mind as a projector screen to visualize the images according to the thoughts that we create in our mind, and at the same time use our intellect to understand the images that we have projected according to the thoughts that we are creating. So as we use our mind and intellect actively, so slowly we create feelings that can stay with us a longer period of time, even after we have finished our meditation sessions. Means this is how I assess my experience of yoga, not that how I felt when I was meditating, that's fine, but how long I can maintain the feelings that I have created during those sessions gives me the understanding of the depth that I was in that yoga stage when I was meditating. And so, let us consider ourselves. Say, for example, Baba has given many titles. We can use different titles at different times according to the task that we are performing. So as we are together here this afternoon for experimentation, so let us consider ourselves to be a bit of a spiritual scientist. So what does a scientist do? They like to become introvert. They go into an atmosphere of silence and solitude, and they take a topic and they begin to explore on that. So finally, after some time, they come out with some kind of discovery. So what I would like to suggest to all of you before we begin our exercise is to go within, become totally introvert. Because introvertness is in fact my personal room for my experimentation. So when I become introvert, I am totally away from all kinds of influences. So first let me do that. Close all the doors to myself, the door of the consciousness of the body, the door of the consciousness of bodily relations, the door of the consciousness of worldly objects, and just one door open. And that is Baba and I, the soul. So you find that it becomes easy to be instead of thinking too much. So first, let us spend a few minutes in silence, preparing ourselves to go into our rooms, personal room, for our experimentation. As I sit here in silence, I withdraw myself from everything external. I turn my mind within. I am totally inside. I see myself as a tiny point of living energy. Beyond any external influences, it is as if I am underground, in this space of silence. I experience the solitude a soundproof atmosphere in the room of my mind. Everything is still and silent. In this silent room, I begin to experiment with the exercise of the switch. Transforming my thoughts . Let me rehearse how long I can hold on to one switch in the form of one particular thought. In order to do this exercise, we all are going to choose one switch in the form of one thought, and that is the awareness, I am master, almighty authority. I am going to give you a signal to turn on this switch, that is, to give this thought to your mind by playing a piece of music. Instantly, all of us are going to give this thought. And I will turn off the music, but you keep holding that thought and embody that thought and experience what it means to be. When I play the music second time, you can release the switch slowly. Are you ready? Are you still in your room? Be relaxed. And let us begin. As soon as I play this piece of music, all of us are going to turn on the switch and hold on to it, whatever length of time, until the second time I play the music. Start. The Master, Almighty Authority. I am the Self-Sovereign, the Conqueror, Victorious Soul. Slowly release the switch. And assess your own result by bringing in front of you four aspects. The aim was to turn on the switch, be the Master Almighty Authority. The time was 2 minutes. What was your observation? Did I hold on to the switch all 2 minutes? Did my mind go elsewhere? Where did it go? What point of knowledge did you use to bring back the mind? Then fourthly, result. How long in this duration of 2 minutes you were able to be, just be, the Master, Almighty Authority. You can take a piece of paper, white light please. You can take a piece of paper and write down the four things. You can divide the page into four parts. On the first column you can write aim. The name of this exercise is the switch. The aim was to practice I am Master Almighty Authority. The duration was 2 minutes. Observation, as I mentioned, look at yourself. Where was your mind concentrated all the time? If not, where did it go? How you brought back the mind? Then finally, result. How long? But before you do that, out of my own interest, I would like to ask, how many of you were able to hold on to the switch for all the 2 minutes? Can you raise your hand? All 2 minutes. Very good. Good concentration power. But it's okay. It's by practice. This is what is called experimentation, is practical yoga, not, you know, interrupting in between. So with practice, we are able to attain perfection. Just assess your own result for your own self. I just give you a couple of minutes. White light gun. Just to look at your own self. I'm sure, you know, when I was studying in college, when we used to do experiments in science, this is how they used to allow us to do it. And then we used to assess the result. And next time we become better. Especially in chemistry, you know, when we use different acid and salt and different colors comes, but sometimes it was not accurate because we didn't do it properly. But then, after doing a couple of times, we learn. So, just for your own understanding, so we will do another exercise of the same type, then you will be much better in that, I'm sure. Just take 1 minute to assess for yourself. It will give you an understanding how much concentration power you have, how much controlling power you have, to what extent you have attained mastery over your own thoughts. Okay, are you ready for another exercise of the same aim? But this time, we will take up the title of being a lighthouse and a might house. That's what Baba is talking about these days, being double light. Light and might. So you can visualize yourself like the sun of knowledge, the sun spreading rays to the whole world. So like that, I, the soul, I go totally beyond on the unlimited. And then, in that unlimited stage, I see myself as light and light all around. just with that thought, I stay, hold on to that, whatever duration we are going to take up. So same method, I will play a piece of music. We will start with the switch. And I will stop the music, but you continue holding on to that switch. And when I play the second time the music, you can release the switch. Are you ready? I am a lighthouse and a might house. Like the sun of knowledge, I am on the unlimited. Rays of light and might out into the whole world. I am light. Radiate light that surrounds the world. Now slowly use the same method to assess your results. What was my observation and what was the result? White light, please. Just take a minute. Stay in your room, soundproof room of introversion, and assess your own results. Was it better with practice? So how many of you were able to hold on to the switch this time for the duration of time? Can you raise your hand? Can you raise your hand? So it's better, getting better. So what I would suggest is, you can give yourself an assignment, maybe one switch for a day, and experiment with yourself whether you can sit, you know, you can turn on that switch whenever you want and assess your own result. There is nothing like self-assessment, and that is why introversion is also called introspection. Inner inspection. And we have a list of 108 titles that Baba has given in the Confluence Age. If we can take one every day, it will be for at least 3 months. We can have new experiences for the rest of the day. it's like bringing light, more light into myself and dispelling the darkness in the form of ignorance. So this is one of the exercises we need to practice and become expert. Why? Because in the end, the final examination will be of 1 second. So if I have the practice of holding that switch in my hand, the consciousness, then I am able to pass with honor in my final paper. The second exercise we would like to do today is transformation of form. A few years ago, Avyakt Bhavdada said, we have, all of us have 5 forms. And Baba had given us homework that year to practice this 5-form exercise, 5 seconds in every hour. Of course, that year we did it, but later on, it's forgotten. And it's very important, even in the last Murli, Baba has drawn our attention towards transformation of the form, from Brahmin to angel to deity. So what we are going to do is to practice that 5-form exercise 5 times in 5 seconds. So that we know how loose our costume of the body is. But before we begin that exercise, I would like each one of you to visualize the 5 forms very clearly on the screen of your mind. No, it is just like 5 sets of dresses that you have in your wardrobe. So easy. You take one off and put another one. You take the other one and put another one. But that dress has to be ready. If that is not ready in front of me, I cannot change. So let us first of all visualize our own 5 dresses. So the first form, of course, is light form. I, the soul, I am a being of light, as I was in my soul world. Before I came on to this world to play my part, I was shining, sparkling soul, totally complete and perfect in my soul world, suspended in that golden red light, light form. So is that clear to you? Can you visualize that? Okay, then I come down to play my part on this drama stage. So my next form is deity form. I am a deity, perfect soul in perfect body, a beautiful deity form where everything is perfect, natural. Then the third form is worship worthy form. As Baba said, even in the last Murli, even if you have not seen the idols in the temple, you have seen the photograph, the picture of your own memorial, how you are being worshipped by devotees in the form of different deities. My worship worthy form from the copper age onwards. Then my fourth form is Brahmin form of the confluence age. I see myself in this diamond age. I am a Brahmin, the mouth-born creation of Brahma, the most elevated, the highest, the holiest, the pure soul. Means I am that top knot. The Brahmins are the top knot. My Brahmin form then the fifth form is my angelic form. So the only difference you will find when you bring this form of Brahmin and angel is that when I see myself as a Brahmin, I have that elevated awareness. I still see myself as a soul sparkling in the center of the forehead, but in this body of elements, but with that elevated awareness. But when I change myself into angelic form, I, the being of light, I see myself in the orb of light. And that is why Baba said the symbol of angel is double light. Light and light all around. So all five dresses are clear in front of you. Light form, deity form, worshipworthy form, Brahmin form, and angelic form. Now, what we are going to do is, you leave your books and pen, everything, one side. And when I say light form, you just stand up and just be light. Just the awareness you are in the soul world. So when I say deity form, turn to the right. You wear that costume of a deity. Turn to your right. When I say worshipworthy form, turn to the back. And when I say Brahmin form, you turn towards this side. And when I say angelic form, once again, you focus in the front. And when I say light form, you take a seat. Is that clear? When I say light form to begin with, stand up, just that form. When I say deity form, turn towards the right, just in that form of a deity. When I say worshipworthy form, turn towards the back. See your own worshipworthy form, how perfect you are adorned in that perfect image. And when I say Brahmin form, you turn towards this side. Be aware of your elevated Brahmin life, the mouth-born progeny of Brahma. And when I say angelic form, you just see Bap Dada in front of you in that white light, and you in that bright color of white light and light all around. And when I say point light form, you take a seat as if you are suspended in the soul world. So we are going to practice it 5 seconds, 5 times. Okay? So leave all your books and pen. You don't need to write anything. You don't need to do anything. Just be ready. Let the 5 dresses in the form of 5 forms be clear. So all that we are going to do is change dress. I think those who are acting in the drama on the stage, they're very used to that. Yeah, one moment they wear one dress and then next scene they're already different. So all that we need is loose dress so that we can change it faster. If you have any dress tight, then you get stuck. Okay, so let us see how quickly we can change our dress. It is said that when you change the dress, your address changes. That's a wonder. And you will see that when you change your address change. So let us begin. Light form. Deity deity form. Worship-worthy form. Brahmin form. Angelic form. Light form. Deity form. Worship-worthy form. Brahmin form. Angelic form. Light form. Deity form. Worship-worthy form. Brahmin form. Angelic form. Light form. Deity form. Worship-worthy form. Brahmin form. Angelic form. Light form. Deity form. Worship-worthy form. Brahmin form. Angelic form. Light form. In this awareness, I see myself suspended in my home of silence. I am pulled by another light like me. I go closer and closer to that light. I touch the light of God. Light upon light in silence. Baba, the Supreme Light is showering me with his rays of light and might. I am totally cleansed. I am empowered. Union with the Supreme Light. I stay connected and enjoy this bliss. Prepare myself to return to this world of matter. I return to this room. I see myself sitting on this chair, radiating God's light and might through my whole being. I am light. Into the atmosphere. I see the light in everyone. I maintain this awareness as I begin to interact with my brothers and sisters on this world drama stage, so that we could create a world of harmony on this earth. Om Shanti. You must have noticed that some of us find it difficult to change the dress because of the tightness. We cannot become light. And if you look into yourself deeply, the tightness is nothing but holding on to some old sanskaras. So until I transform that old sanskara, I do not give myself that opportunity to have that loose dress, so I can transform my form in a second. So we don't have time to do that exercise now, but that's another exercise of transforming the sanskaras, where I am able to notice the heaviness that creates tightness. So once I am able to identify that sanskara and transform it, I have given myself freedom. I have allowed myself to have that loose dress whenever I want, and I let go of it whenever I don't. So keep practicing this change of dress according to your convenience, whenever, according to the task that you are performing, but let it be very clear on the screen of your mind. Yeah? Light form, deity form, worshipworthy form, Brahmin form, angelic form. We all have five dress. So if we can practice this, actually Baba said, we create that energy that could become a fire, you know, of yoga to burn the sins of all the past. So I remember one message Baba said, you know, children think that when they have yoga practice, they have powerful yoga, but Baba said the heat of the fire is not reaching the subtle region. Why? Because we need to allow that exercise. You know, even when you practice physical exercise, after some time you warm up. So I need to have that feeling of internally being so light that I am able to use the dress according to the occasion. Because deities are invoking us, devotees are invoking us, Baba is invoking us. So we have to respond to all of them. So we can respond to all of them according to the dress we wear. You know, if someone is a devotee of Lakshmi, and if Hanuman appears in front of that devotee, he won't be happy. So I need to have that understanding on the basis of knowledge, and then it becomes easy to experiment. So according to the time that we have tried just to do a couple of them today. So on the basis of that, maybe you can create more of that on your own. Any questions? Any difficulties? Please feel free. Can somebody translate properly? With eyes open. Eyes open. Yes. Yes, yes. If you look at the Dilwala temple, the yogi sitting with eyes open. But not necessarily like this staring. That's normal. You don't need to strain your eyes, but you don't need to close your eyes. See, when a devotee gets a vision of his loving deity, the eyes are always open. He won't get a vision of a deity with sleeping eyes like this. He won't be pleased. Because that when they get the vision, the deity doesn't speak anything, but they feel that that deity has blessed them and gone. Even angels also, they don't speak. Angels' eyes are always open. Right? Angels never, you have never seen any angel like this. All like this, something, you know. So that means I also need to practice with that awareness. See, when I have that awakening awareness, then naturally my eyes are open. Okay? Any other question? Anybody? Yes? No, it is not much difference. You're right. But the only thing is deities are living and this is non-living. Because when you experience yourself as a deity form, you have that liveliness. You are living in the body. But when I see myself in my worshipper form, it's like non-living. So that is the difference. That is only memorial. But this is real. Deity is real. Worshipper is memorial. But still, I am having that intoxication that I can see my memorial when I am alive. That's wonder. Really. Because people don't see their memorial when they are alive. People make the memorial after the person is dead. Am I right? Like Mahatma Gandhi, he never saw his memorial. After he died, they make all his memorial. But we can see our memorial, how we are worshipped. In corporate, now. So that is a great intoxication. You understand? Nobody has this benefit to see their memorial. Like for example, tomorrow is Deepavali. They worship Lakshmi, no? They light the lamps. Like today Baba said, no? This is the memorial of yours. So we ignite the lamps now with knowledge. They pour oil and light the lamp. So that lamp is my memorial. I have ignited my lamp. Om Shanti. This is also a very good opportunity, you know, every time traffic control song, you can try to see, you can change the dress. Instead. So that shows that you have total self-mastery. If I cannot change my form, I cannot change my abode. That's why I said dress and address are connected. As is your dress, so is your address. In soul world, you are bodiless. In subtle region, you are light dress. You are here, white dress. So 1 second, white dress. Second, light dress. And 3rd second, no dress. So I should practice this exercise. Corporeal, subtle, incorporeal, corporeal, subtle, incorporeal. So it will make you lose your weight. Hands up, hands down. Yeah? Physical exercise. So this is spiritual exercise to lose the weight of the intellect. Then you become light. Then it is easy to hold on to the switch. So whatever experiments we have done today, try to do it on your own, individually, at your own convenience, so you increase your experiences in yoga. Then we become practical yogi. See, the impact of our meditation should be shown in practical. So when I am in that particular stage, what is the effect of that stage on my life? What is the effect of that stage on my relationship? What is the effect of that stage on the elements of matter? Because our yoga is going to change matter. Our yoga is going to change other people's sanskaras, attitude. So I need to see practical results. This is why Baba always says in the Murali, children don't have enough yoga. That is why all problem come, otherwise no problem. Anyway, I think you have to go to the next class. So, whatever opportunity we had, it was good that you took it. Sister Santosh asked me if I can spare 1 hour today because we are all leaving day after tomorrow. So I said, okay, this evening we had some time. So it's good you were all able to make time. So thank you and Om Shanti.